I'm real excited about having been able to work in Wrangell, and I think we've done a lot here. And I want to have a good replacement for me. I am really excited about being able to get the news out early, and the school board has the same opinion, that we need to get out ahead of everybody else looking for a superintendent for the coming school year. Not this next school year, but the year after. That's real important. A lot of the superintendent candidates start getting picked off early in the season for the next year. And so Wrangell School Board and I both believe that we need to get out early. We need to make the announcement early. That way the folks across the state and anywhere else that are interested in Wrangell can have some time to investigate Wrangell, see what a good place it is to live, look us over, and then maybe make plans, because some of them may change their plans if they knew they had an opportunity to come here. So that's one thing. The second thing is that I've got a whole bunch of things that I really like to do. There are some jobs out there mentoring new principals and mentoring superintendents, and I'd like to consider one of those jobs. I am a licensed school psychologist, and so I can work part-time at that and make some pretty good money for my retirement. I'm writing a book, and so I need some time to spend on that. And when I work a full day and have all the issues of the day still running around in my mind, I get home and I just can't concentrate on my book writing. It doesn't work very good. So I'm looking forward to that. There are some other things that I've even thought about either working for a legislator in Juneau or at least going up there and volunteering during the legislative session so that I could spend more time with Peggy. That would be a fun thing to do. I also have a farm, and I'm a deer hunter, so I'd like to be able to go back and bow hunt. And when I'm working full-time, I can't fit that into my schedule. So there's just a whole bunch of things that I'd like to do. So, and, you know, I'm on the Chamber of Commerce. I'm on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, and Wrangell is such a wonderful place. And I think if I had more time, I could do more work in terms of promoting the Wrangell community and promoting business to move to Wrangell.
So you've had two stints here in Wrangell, 9 years altogether. What are some of your biggest accomplishments?
Oh, well, when I first got here, we had a lot of problems with the buildings. The buildings needed a lot of repair and a lot of maintenance. The first 5 years I was here, I think we wrote four state grants to repair buildings and to upgrade buildings, to put in new carpet. The elementary building had a lot of needs underneath the building that needed to be worked on. We've done some roofing. We've done painting. We've done carpet replacement, just all kinds of things on buildings. That was a big need. The buildings now are in pretty good shape. So then a second thing we did the first time I was here, we wrote several grants and we upgraded our technology. We did a lot of staff training for technology. Since I've been back this last time, we've done that also again. We've focused on technology. We've got every student at the high school gets their own laptop now. Freshmen get new laptops, and the plan is for graduating seniors to be able to buy their computers at the end of 4 years when they graduate and take that computer with them if they want. So that's a good program. The students are more productive. They get more work done. They learn more about the workplace because they're actually doing their work on the computer. They're using technology to complete their schoolwork. So that's a real positive thing, whether they go on to post-secondary education or whether they go into the world of work. They're able to use that technology to benefit themselves. So we've improved our infrastructure. A lot of things that people don't see are all the bells and whistles and little gizmos that make that technology work in your school district. We've upgraded our servers and all of our internal infrastructure in the technology area, and that's a big thing that a lot of people don't see, but that's real important. We're wireless in all three campuses now, and so we've made huge strides in technology. We've also provided probably at least 15 days of training in that technology for teachers. And that's an important thing, too. You can't just buy the technology. Folks have to learn new ways of using what they get. So that's a good thing. The elementary playground has been an issue ever since I've been in Wrangell. It's had low spots that freeze water in the wintertime and kids fall on them. There are some jagged places around the edge where kids can fall in and scratch themselves up, and we try to protect them from that. But still, kids are kids, and they sometimes go places where they shouldn't. The equipment is old. If it were being installed today, it wouldn't pass muster. So that's the original playground that was built with the elementary school. It needs to be replaced, and we were successful in getting a grant from the Department of Education to do that. And that's a really big thing. We weren't sure we could accomplish that, but we did. And we have to pass some bonds now locally in order to make that happen. The good news about that is that from last year to this year, there was some legislation that lowered the amount of the match that we have to provide. So that's a good thing. The amount of match is equal to about $25 per $100,000 in valuation. So the equivalent of about 5 lattes a year for somebody that has $100,000 in valuation. That's not a lot of money for a brand new playground that the state's going to pick up 80% of. So that's a really good thing. And then I think one of the best things that I've been able to accomplish is the food service program. We've had nothing but good comments coming back on the food service program. And last year was our first year. Again, a lot of people just didn't think we could get that done. And we did. We made it through 1 year. We've got some grants to support equipment and some needs that we had equipment-wise to support the food service program. It's going to continue this next year, and we think it'll only improve, and we're excited about that. So we fed a lot of kids this last year, breakfast and lunch, and it's just really a good thing.
Any regrets over the last 14 years as superintendent of, you have Wrangell, you have Haines, you have Bristol Bay? Your thoughts?
Well, Wrangell's my favorite of all those places. They're all nice places. And I think I gained a lot of experience by being in those other places that have helped me here. I think sometimes when you stay in one place all your life, you may do one thing really well, but when you have the experience of being able to work in different spots, you're able to broaden your perspective, and I think that helps you a little bit. So I'm glad I've had all those experiences, and I look forward to being able to maybe write a little bit and help some other young administrators by sharing some of those experiences.
Well, you go into your final school year as a number 2 academically ranked school in the state. I'm sure you're trying to get it to number 1. What are some of your plans for this year?
Well, we'll know whether we're number 1 by the end of this summer, I think, because I can probably pull together all the state records and we'll figure that out. We try to improve something every year. The food service program, we think, is going to be a help to us in that regard. When kids have full bellies, they learn better. And so we're hoping that that'll give us an edge. There are several school districts every year that vie for that number 1 spot, and it's pretty difficult to make number 1 in this state. You've got school districts that are right on your heels: Cordova, Skagway, Haines, Petersburg. Dutch Harbor is one of the top schools in the state, but those are your top go-getters in the state of Alaska, and we're chasing each other every year trying to be better than they are. We would sure love to be number 1. That would be really exciting to be number 1 in my last year. So we'll see. We try to improve our reading programs every year. We spend more time working with kids that are not where they need to be. Or at an early age, that's really important. If you can catch kids early and remediate that situation before it gets to be a big problem, you're so much better off. And that's been one of our goals here, and I think that's one of the reasons that we've been successful.
Anything else you'd like to say on, you know, I guess your farewell tour of from the Wrangell School District?
Well, I just really appreciate the community of Wrangell. The community of Wrangell as a whole is the reason that our school district is so good. When we have open house at the elementary, usually we have just a real strong support. We have parents that come. We have grandparents that come. We have oftentimes there'll be four or five people that come for one child. That shows tremendous support. And we have a borough assembly that supports education. All of the community, the different clubs and organizations, the rec center, the library, everybody pulls together for kids in Wrangell. And that's why this is such a good place for kids. It's because they're all working for kids. And so the community has to take a round of applause on itself because they're the ones that make it happen.
Thanks, Woody, and enjoy your last year here.
Thanks. I appreciate it.